Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. The Joe fella isn't here. But we do have a special someone coming in, don't we, Al?
We do. Terrence from Talking Bollocks.
Yeah, he was around the building kind of job.
Well, we only found out just before recording that Joe wasn't able to make it.
And Terrence was in here doing his TBX.
He was, and he very kindly said he'd hang around.
And he actually hung around way over the time he initially quoted. We'll make this one extra special for you. So stop bleeding, giving out, will you? How you doing, everybody? Welcome to another bonus episode of Staller. 200 last week, 201. Oh, this is the meta bonus. We don't count them. These aren't real episodes. How are you keeping, everyone? We have a famous face in today because the Joe fella's in the White House with Donald Trump.
It's true.
Yeah, what's up, boys? What's up?
Who are you?
Tardy Flower.
It's out on your passport, is it?
Yeah, bro. Come here. I want to say it on this one.
Mm-hmm.
How good does that man look?
He's looking very trim, isn't he?
Fuck me, you've lost some timber, bro.
I feel that.
I can see it, bro.
Look at that forcing out that.
I can see it. Are you flat out training, Darden?
On the pre-workout, bro.
Oh, stop, bro. You're skinny.
Not skinny.
Me. You used to be wide, like, but like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Pete that crouch walking around this building lately. Didn't he? And he's back in the track, he's not. Lost the timber. The Monterex come back in.
Do the robe. Back in the gym, the Monterex come out.
What's happening, boys?
What's up with you and all?
Fuck all, bro. Do you still have questions on this or are we just in?
This is the weight loss journey episode.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, funny that you said it.
We actually had a girl on the podcast a couple of weeks ago and she lost half her body weight.
Carla
Fitzgerald.
Half of Carla Pierre Fitzgerald.
What a great name.
Our podcast is The Imperfectionist.
Little plug there, though.
Well, yeah.
I'll take 50 quid cash off you now at the end of this.
We're all family.
What's the crack, boys, anyways?
Not much. This is the bonus episode, so I presume Alan has a few questions.
Did you say you did episode 200 last week?
Mm-hmm.
It's going strong, isn't it?
4 years.
4 years?
Pretty much.
How long are we?
4 years.
About 4 years, too.
Didn't start at the same time.
You started like a couple of weeks before us.
Was that all?
Yeah.
Fuck me, man. 200 episodes, some stretch, innit? And we're all still shy.
Speak for yourself.
Little muppet, yeah.
Would you not give the two of us a podcast?
Yeah, maybe.
The Power Hour.
Oh, not bad. Remember we did the Darden and Tardin show?
Yeah.
On why, Spain.
Why would you give him the title?
Because he knows.
You're surrendering the... you're making him the star, are you?
He knows. He threatened me there and then tried to bring it back with the Power Hour.
The Power Hour.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, maybe we'll put the two of you together.
Another podcast?
Another podcast.
Oh, I feel like I'm here about 6 days a week anyway, starting.
It'd be a banger.
Be popular.
Go straight to number one after a week and then dip down out of the charts forever.
That's how the charts work.
Tell McGuckin's going to be listening to this film. Dipping his hands in petrol and all.
He doesn't mind. We'll still have Stall It. Don't worry about that.
Listen. Joe was given several warnings that we were recording this time, and then about an hour beforehand, Joe said, I'm going into the White House.
Why, like?
Where's Terry?
Why? Why is he going to the White House?
He's going over to Vegas for his honeymoon soon, and he's terrified that border agents...
ICE.
Well, have you got convictions?
No, he just...
I think I probably sent a WhatsApp saying I don't like Donald Trump.
They're going to go through his phone.
I'll be in prison with all your mates.
Think of the content, though, when you get out.
No. Boys... you want to see the prison in there, boys? Swear to God.
I think you'll get on well in prison.
I'd be a crowd favourite.
No one would hit you like.
No, they'd be like, leave him alone.
Give man. Him smokes.
He's the comedian.
Yeah.
He keeps us all ticking over in here, boys.
Would you be doing stand-up shows for them or not?
Yeah.
On the landing?
with a fucking shank up to me.
Light and smokes on the landing.
Light and smokes on the landing. I'm not going to bed. Get off me.
Oh, she's done.
Write my name on all the walls and everything.
Yeah.
The Conway fella was here 2025. Get your hands off me. Give me that pen back.
Oh, she's done.
Imagine me in Guantanamo Bay. I'd get out. I'd escape. I'd put a little plan together.
Do you reckon you'd get out there, yeah?
Jump through a vent.
I'm looking at you and I feel like...
a load of weight. I'll jump through a vent.
I feel like you'll believe that.
I would. Seen loads of fucking films about escaping prison.
Prison Break.
Prison Break. That's a good film.
They break off every single prison in America.
What about Escape from Alcatraz?
Never seen it, bro.
Never seen that with Clint Eastwood?
No. Don't
true
like
story.
Him.
You don't like Clint Eastwood?
No.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't, because the cowboy thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We won't mention that. And Woody.
So what, John McGuckin just didn't turn up is what I'm hearing here now.
That's the word on the street. Well, it's not word on the street. It's factual.
That's true, yeah, story.
True story.
It's true, yeah.
Happy media the week with a guest, didn't
it? It did, yeah. Darryl Brain.
Pretty important guest. You left him leading, waiting.
On complete accident.
You left him sitting around here.
Oh, and you know what I hate? Like, there was like a 2-week period. The Dara O'Brien one was one of them, and we had a very important meeting 2 weeks before that.
Yeah.
I'm in the gaff. So I thought the episode was at 5:30, but it was at 5. Alan rings me at 5:05. Where are you? Just making a coffee, bro, heading over now in a minute. Are you for fucking real? Yeah, I guess this here waiting. I was like, bollocks. Oh, he had none of it. Didn't he not, Alan? He was on to my... And hell, rightfully so.
Oh, he's every right to not...
He was on stage in Vicar Street, what? 2-3 hours time,
and Meta
we
were
like, yeah, no, he'll be here any minute now. He's like, yeah,
come in.
I have to go to work, lads.
Yeah, that was his words. I have to go to work. Like, he's on Vicar Street in 2 hours time.
This fella going around town getting flat whites.
Me bouncing in with a flat white Monster extract. So what's up, Darla?
He ended up here so late that he would have been going into Vicar Street as after the doors opened. So all the punters are going in, he'd have to queue up with them.
Yeah, imagine.
Can I go ahead of you there, bud?
Sorry, Darry. You want an wee pal? Yeah, well, I'm going in ahead of you. See you when you're on the stage, pal.
But I showed up in the end. Where's Joe?
In the Bleeding White House. Getting a tour.
You also, you're on the clock today because it's your...
My dog's birthday, yeah.
Dog's birthday, yeah.
But, and this is very relevant to start it, it's actually the dog's birthday was 3 days ago.
Oh,
but,
I can't do that. It's gone. No, you have to leave it now.
I've heard.
Yeah, no, that's finished. You can't go back.
I have to wait the next year.
Celebrate. Yeah, you have to wait next year.
Mm.
It's the Joe fella that doesn't like that. I don't mind it.
Darden, I was saying,
birthday for a month.
I know people who do, and I'm deadly serious here, people who do a birthday week.
Yeah.
So they'll book a week off work and celebrate from Monday to Sunday as their birthday week.
And would everyone be on board for the whole week?
Yeah.
Or would it be like, nah, them on their own for like 6 days of that?
It's a 7-day bender for everyone.
Yeah. So they're all getting off work for one birthday.
For one birthday, bro.
Where would they be going?
Holiday.
Oh, yeah. Abroad, like.
Over to Spain for a week.
Not bad.
Do you know what I mean? And Joe was saying you missed the birthday. If it's on Thursday and it's Friday, it's done with.
But come here, listen. I thought I was bad with my dogs. I have them mollycoddled.
Shut away, bro.
But you're celebrating the dog's birthday. He doesn't even know, like.
This is why I did it 3 days later as well.
But do you think he's going to be fucking jumping around the gaff saying me dad's back for my birthday party? They don't give a bollocks.
Yeah, but I have to.
Piss all over you.
I tell you what. I have to make up for it because last year I missed that birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a little girl, yeah.
All right.
What are you laughing for?
No.
And are you getting balloons and all that?
No.
Did you get her a card?
No.
Did you get her a cake?
No. Puppuccino I'll get her.
Okay. And a flat boy for yourself.
And a few treats. And I look after her, boys. We have to celebrate, for fuck's sake.
She doesn't.
Oh, what was the Christmas video like? Wasn't that good?
Yeah, Christmas morning I got a video from him, his dog.
Did he wrap presents?
In a Grinch onesie running around with the teddy in her mouth.
Oh, you can relate to that.
You're both small dog owners, yeah?
A little chihuahua. Very similar to your dog. I know yours is Jack Russell, but they're kind of like...
My dog has a bit of chihuahua in her, but...
Yeah. Does she show you and piss everywhere?
No. I'm absolutely blessed, I swear. Because I wouldn't be able to put up with that. Just wouldn't be my thing. And she never did.
I'm pissed on the couch yesterday.
Nah, that's That's bad,
isn't it?
How old is it?
8 months.
Too old.
Too old, yeah. I agree with you.
All right, will we move on? I've got a question
for you. Bonus episode,
this is still the bonus episode.
So we're making up for only giving you 11 minutes on the last one. And I've seen one or two comments of people not too happy about that. And unfortunately, that was Joe's fault.
That was Joe's fault.
Darden, what was the comment? What was the comment?
Something like, fuck, well, I'll just get it.
11 minutes, I'm not even fucking opening that.
They need that fixed. Do you know what I mean? If you give them 11 minutes, I can see where they're coming from.
Oh, it's scandalous.
Ah, oh, fucking. And I was going to say, that's what ads as well. And someone actually mentioned that. 11 minutes. Even to see 11 minutes on the the landing page before you play it, just see, like, yesterday, 11 minutes. Just a bit grim, isn't it? Right. 11 minutes. What the fuck? There'll be ads as well. One thumbs down. 11 minutes, cop on. I'm not even listening. Joke. And then someone replied saying, two moan bags, shut the fuck up.
That's class. But you know what?
You've a Royal Rumble in the comments.
You have to take them comments on the biscuit tin. You can't be putting out 11 minute episodes.
I'm
not having that on.
Listen to me. It was like a 16 minute episode until the very last minute when Joe got on to me and said, oh, that thing we had in there, I don't want that in anymore. And it was about something kind of personal, so I was like, yeah, that's fair enough.
It makes sense, but like,
yeah.
But I think it was all left a bit late.
Just scrap the episode.
Because we were recording, I was like, Joe, are you sure you're okay talking? He's like, yeah, sure. And then as it's about to go out, he's like, actually take that out. I was like, right, well, this is 11 minutes now, so we apologise. Right, do you want your first question?
Go for it.
It's from Neilsy.
Neilsy. Does he say where he's from?
Nope.
The last time I was on this, someone sent a message from Georgia, remember?
James from Georgia, yeah.
Yeah, I remember him.
He's going back and listening to every single episode now.
Of Starla?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every single episode?
All the way through again, yeah.
What a bloke. Do you know a fella put me the other day from Germany,
mm-hmm,
who listens to Talking Bollocks?
Really?
Germany.
Was he German?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, German fella put me.
How did he start listening to Talking Bollocks?
I didn't get into that with him. He just...
Is that not your first question?
What?
When you meet someone from Germany?
No, because I was just up in the park with my brother. And then he kind of said it in passing. He was like, oh, mate, I'm a big fan of the podcast. Well, obviously, like, a European accent. Big fan of the podcast. And I was like, oh, nice one, bro. And he goes, I'm from Germany, by the way. Keep doing what you're doing. And just kept walking. And I was like...
I'm from Germany.
Yeah. But to be honest, I said to my brother, he's from somewhere in Europe. Like, and Jay goes, he said he's from Germany. I didn't hear that part. He goes, he said he's German. And he listens. So I was like, that's gas. Germany.
Germany.
Yeah,
fucking real.
James from Georgia. We have the German fella.
Is James from Georgia listening to Talking Bollocks as well?
Don't think so. He's never sent us that.
He has sent us a thing, an email once, twice, saying he had listened to a couple of Talking Bollocks when you were on it. What's the strangest place you've had someone just recognise you, apart from James from Georgia?
One of the weird ones is always like a lift or something. You're just like in a lift waiting to go to a floor and someone's just like, oh, you're talking about like a person from a different country?
Yeah.
Ah, sorry about that. thought you meant something else.
He's away with the fairies, isn't he?
No, not you.
Do you mean in the place he was in?
I just mean like, never mind.
The Turkish fella who went to the live show.
So you've had a Turkish man and a German man come up to you and say, I like Talking Bollocks.
And a Brazilian fella in the gym.
There you go.
Completely broken English.
There you go.
Who says that he's a big fan. He listens to improve his English. You came to the wrong spot. Not greater than myself.
Duolingo for Muppets.
Yeah. He's coming around the gym going, yup, bro, not.
Duolingo for yup, bro.
Right, Neilsy's question.
To answer your question, I don't really know.
I got that feeling, that's why I was... Yeah. Right, Neilsy's question.
Don't like Neilsy,
Owen. You're a guest on here.
Yeah.
Sorry, boys.
These are our listeners you're talking.
Sorry. Sorry, Neilsy.
Cheeky.
Owen's very aggressive.
Neilsy. Call him Neilsy.
Yeah, Neilsy is better. Neilsy is a bit... I'm not having it. Sorry.
You're siding with him?
Yeah, he is.
I think it's good now.
You're one of them, eh?
Stick around.
Right. Neilsy says, you've won £1 million. All good so far, but you can only spend it on something to annoy the other one. And the aim is to annoy them as much as possible. What are you picking? And he adds the condition, whatever you get them, they have to use, whether it's a gift, a thing, an experience, whatever.
To annoy him?
Mm.
I'd buy like 10 grand in FIFA points and pin his eyes back and make him watch me out in all the packs.
Mate, I'd pay to watch that.
Oh yeah, true.
Don't say you don't do that.
What, watch 10 grand in FIFA
points? Watch people
don't say, don't say you don't put 10 grand into it. Look.
Well, not far off.
Oh no, I've stopped.
Yeah, same.
Big wedding to pay for.
We had to sit down and like do a therapy session with each other. But our teams are very good on FIFA.
Mm. I'm delighted for you.
Nice one, bro. To annoy the other person, where could you? I'd love to send him somewhere, but I don't think he's not. You can't annoy Darren.
Well, no, but I mean, sending him might be the good one with Darren because he likes staying at home. He likes his home comforts.
Yeah, I'd like to pay a band or something to just play outside his house 24/7.
I'd send him to Paris Fashion Week.
Oh, imagine. That's a good show.
In a Balenciaga drip.
Yeah, I'd send you to Paris Fashion Week and I somehow used that money to make sure you had the schedule of all the most just incredibly pretentious social events.
Mm.
And I'd buy you all, the Balenciaga, the suits, everything. So you and you'd have to wear it, that's part of
imagine
the deal.
Imagine walking out in Paris Fashion Week in a tin of fruit.
I can see it.
Big wide shoulder tin
big
of fruit.
Big wide shoulder, yeah.
Big shiny shoes.
That, do you remember that Balenciaga jacket where it's like a fucking high-vis jacket? One of them.
Some of that gear was ridiculous.
Yeah. Stupid, like.
The jeans with like the fucking, they look like they're faded and all.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is on a
black
about
bag trousers and all?
What are you wearing?
Literally a black bag with Balenciaga logo on it, and you're like, take my card. I'd send him to Texas for 2 weeks.
See, I knew he was
that's
going
a
there.
Bit mean.
Yeah, I knew he was
yeah,
going
but
there.
But that's what.
What he doesn't realise is how real that is.
Mm. All inclusive, like.
You're not getting away with it like that, because you'll know.
But every time you walk out, there's a load of fucking sand and cowboys going by.
Cactuses.
Horseback cactuses everywhere.
What's that, cacti? That's what I meant to say.
Cacti?
Isn't it?
Yep.
Cactuses, no. Cactius? Sounds like a fucking disease of the willy. Cactius.
That's a hard one, Al. You always get very imaginative questions, don't you?
I'd send you up to space with Katy Perry and then you can come down and kiss the ground. Do you see that?
No. What?
A load of celebrities getting sent up to space for 5 minutes and coming back and kissing the ground.
For what?
You're supposed to have this big mad awakening, aren't you?
Apparently.
It's whatever you feel off, I suppose. It doesn't say on the tin that you're going to have an awakening. Katy Perry did though, came back and kissed the floor.
Can I ask a question? Does Joe believe the moon landing is fake?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I don't know.
Does he own?
Question it for sure.
I think he, yeah, that's the most charitable way of putting it, I'd say. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've had it.
We had,
let's call it a discussion.
There's like no shadow off the flagpole and the flag is like on the moon, like, but there's no like yoke to do that. Oh, what kind of English? There's no yoke to do that. People that listen know what I mean.
Joe's a legend, boys. He'd question that, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah. The big one on the podcast recently is that, what is it, tomato ketchup is the same as bean juice?
See, bean juice is ketchup, yeah.
Ketchup in a bottle that you squirt on
it's
your
not
chips.
The same as bean juice.
No, it's not.
What, are you saying it is?
I'm not saying it's not, but Joe is adamant that it is, and there's loads of comments on Spotify with people agreeing with him.
But it's just not.
It's absolutely not.
No, but I'm saying it's not subjective, like. Like, they're different things, no?
Yeah,
well, we know.
They taste different.
They do?
Yeah. But he's been going on with this for weeks.
He's a legend. Do you know what that's like? Do you know the fruit screamers? The little ice lollies. Different colour ones.
Petty for
little. The little
things.
No, you get a little bag with about 6 lollies in it. Oh, ice lollies. And they're different colours and you have the blue stick on them.
They remind me of my holidays.
Them yolks, right? Yeah. Apparently and they all taste yolks. They all taste the exact same.
No, I don't believe that.
Well, that's the rumour on the street.
They don't taste the exact same at all. Do you think they do? One is strawberry, one's orange, one's fucking yellow, whatever flavour that is. They're fucking whopper. I'd eat a big ice cream of that.
Hey, that's hard.
Can you get a big ice cream of that?
Don't think so. What a quality, aren't they? Well, apparently they all taste the same. The colours throw you off and make you think they're different.
Mm.
That's what I heard.
What about them little penguin tubes that you used to be able to get?
Penguin tubes?
They're like, on your holidays, they're like little penguin tubes and you take the head off it and there's like ice cream in it. Fucking need you making the show.
You're very aggressive when you're going to the sea. I don't like it.
It's Josie, that's why.